It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio, and my name is Eric Meisner. Taking time out of her always busy schedule, joining us once again here on our broadcast, the familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, we thank you so much for taking time out and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week. We thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend for us this week. Thank you for bringing by a canine friend this week. Thank you for bringing by the ever adorable Kipper.
Thank you so much, as always, for having us. We're excited to introduce everyone to Kipper. He is a Red Merle Australian Shepherd, and he's only about 4 or 5 months old, so he's still very much a puppy.
Still very much a puppy, indeed, and my goodness, he is so cute, has such a fantastic smile. Terry, you can see photos of Kipper online at our website at northwestmoinfo.com under Pet of the Week, because Kipper doesn't fully play on the radio once you see the smile that this young boy has. Terry, you mentioned still a very young Australian Shepherd Red Merle puppy there. If you could tell us a little bit about what makes Kipper Kipper.
Well, Kipper is absolutely adorable. He's a happy puppy, and when you first meet him, you're going to see that he's quite joyous, and he just wants to play with you. He does have a special quality, though. You might not realize it at first, but Kipper is actually deaf, and we always tell people, don't let that worry you. The only difference in a pup with normal hearing and a hearing-impaired pup is that you have to remember that they're deaf. For instance, don't let them off leash unless they're in a securely fenced area, because they can't hear you on recall and they can't hear a car horn. And maybe don't sneak up on them while they're sleeping. But other than remembering they're deaf and just being a little considerate, otherwise they are a normal, joyous puppy.
So Kipper is a special needs puppy in that regard, but like you mentioned, Terry, if you just looked at him and saw him interacting about, you might not even notice it.
You probably would not, and as a person who has owned a deaf pet before, I at times would even forget myself, because they are just as happy and joyous and friendly as any other pet.
So Terry, with that consideration in mind, if Kipper could talk to us, what kind of forever home do we think he would ask for?
Well, he is an active boy. He loves to play. His favorite part of the day is going outside. So he would ask us for an active family who would play with him and play with him a lot. He would be happy with an adult as a special companion. And he would also do well with children who know not to sneak up on him while he's asleep. He does great with other dogs, and he'd enjoy having another canine to run and play with. His main requirement will be that he does need an indoor home with a securely fenced yard.
And yeah, that again, just an extra consideration since old Kipper can't hear so well. So Terry, if our listeners are hearing everything that's being said and think that they can offer up that forever home for Kipper, how do they take that next step or get in contact with the shelter?
They can give us a call at the shelter. Our number is 660-359-2700.
And once again, we got more on Kipper on our website under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast this week. Terry, as always, thank you so much for all your hard work, and hopefully because of all your hard work in joining us today, we can find Kipper a forever home.
Thank you again for letting us introduce everyone to Kipper.
Terry, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.